from the Packers TV network. Going end zone to end zone with the green and gold every week. This is Packers Live.
We got through the bye week on Packers Live. Wayne Larrivee and I are refreshed. I know you really cared about our health and well-being, but voice of the Packers, what did you do on your off time?
I went to some exotic place up north, saw the first snow of the season in Wisconsin. That was exciting up at Rice Lake.
Oh, my word. Yeah, Wayne said that there was a statue up there, but the pigeons were doing all their business on it. That's about the only thing
they
do up there.
Something about Lance Allen. Nobody seemed to know who he was up there, but anyway.
Old has been. All right, let's get on to other pressing matters. There's always Packers news, even in a so-called downtime, and Martellus Bennett did just that in an Instagram post, saying he's pretty sure, Wayne, that this season will be his last. Do you think it will be?
This is how we get our news, Instagram now?
Yeah.
I mean, instead of some reporter digging this up. But no, I hope it's not true, because I like Martellus Bennett. I think he's a great talent on the field. But I also know that football is not the only thing in his life. And this is a guy, if you talk to him for 5 minutes, you won't talk much football, but you'll talk about other things that are probably more important in life's picture. So this is a guy who football is important to him. Of course, he's a professional football player, but there's more to his life than just football.
Definitely. He loves children's books, and he wants to become, you know, like a Dr. Seuss type, or maybe even another Disney World or things like that. 24 catches, 233 yards, Wayne. I know how this goes, where you go home, maybe you're not having the season that you thought you were having, but you talk to your family and go, hey, what does the future hold? And I'm sure he's thinking about a lot of things.
And he's been in the league for 10 years, Lance. This is his fifth team, so he's been around a little bit. Comes off a Super Bowl winning campaign last year at New England. Had a great year, 55 receptions, 701 yards, 7 touchdowns after Gronkowski went down. Let's see what the second half holds for Martellus Bennett, see how it all comes together.
Okay, Wayne, let's widen the focus a little bit and look at how the NFC North shapes up. Top of the heap right now, I hate to say it, but it's true, the Minnesota Vikings. They're 6-2. They'll still face Washington, the Rams, Falcons, Panthers, Bengals. The Packers currently have played the second most challenging schedule, but Wayne, that schedule coming up for Minnesota is pretty daunting.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the Vikings are winning with Case Keenum at quarterback, and he's really like their third-string quarterback, Lance. But how are they doing it with a third-string quarterback? I mean, everybody struggles to win with second-string quarterbacks. Well, they're doing it with defense. And their defense travels, and it doesn't matter the opponent they're playing. This is one of the top defenses in the league, and that's why they're still winning.
It's pretty amazing, though, somehow, some way they're doing it. All right, the Detroit Lions always seem to be hard to figure out, and this year is no exception. They come in Monday night. They started 3-1. Now they've dropped 3 straight, including that 20-15 loss on Sunday Night Football to the Steelers. Wayne, what do you make out of the Detroit Lions?
I don't know what to make out of them. They went to Minnesota, got a really good win in Minnesota over the Vikings, but the losing streak is concerning. They have talent. They've got a lot of talent. Matthew Stafford now, with Aaron Rodgers out of the picture, far and away the best quarterback in the division. So they've got that going for them, and they've got a lot of good pieces on defense, individual talent, but they haven't quite been able to put it all together. They battled Pittsburgh real tough in that Sunday night game last week.
Well, so let me pose the question to you, Wayne. Are they the same old Lions, or do you think they kind of resurrect themselves? Because they go through these stretches every once in a while.
They do, and everybody seems to this day and age in the NFL. The only place where I see the Lions becoming the paper Lions is inside the red zone, where they were 0-for-5 in the red zone against the Steelers the other night. Otherwise, Lance, I think they've got talent, and if they can stay healthy now, they're getting nicked up on the offensive line, but with Amir Abdullah healthy, Theo Riddick, they've got very good options in that backfield next to Stafford, and then at wide receiver, I really like Marvin Jones and Golden Tate.
All right, the Chicago Bears sit at 3-5, and there's been plenty of talk about rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, but that defense is showing a knack for turnovers and even scoring on those turnovers. Bears football, Wayne, somehow they're doing it with defense.
This is an outstanding defensive front seven. I'm not going to say they're as good as Minnesota's front seven, but they're close, and they're forcing turnovers. And the other thing is the running game, Lance. With Howard running the football, Tariq Coleman, the changeup, this is a team that can take a rookie quarterback and kind of nurse him along and not lose much.
And they're a very tough out. I mean, it always seems like sometimes, and I hesitate to say this, but I'll put it out there, sometimes when John Fox has, you know, expectations of a team, he falls short. But when the team doesn't have as much as far as the expectation department, Wayne, they overachieve. And right now he's got them in almost every game.
Yeah, he certainly does. And again, it's that defense you mentioned, the turnovers they force, and they play hard for him. And this quarterback has given them a little bit of a spike, you know, in terms of the way they're playing and a little more pep in their step with that rookie quarterback. And so the Bears are a team, I think, as we go forward, will be one to reckon with.
They don't score a lot of points, but they're in it. All right, coming up, Larry McCarron spotlights a Packers defender who made a positive impression against the Saints in Chalk Talk.
Packers Live is sponsored by Johnsonville, Mills Fleet Farm, Spectrum, and TIAA.
Welcome back to Packers Live. It's no secret that injuries have ravaged the Packers on offense, but the return of Devon House to the Packers defense last week against the Saints showed how important he can be in the coming weeks. Larry McCarron shows us why in the Chalk Talk.
Check out the All-22 of the Saints game, and I think you'll agree. If Devon House can stay healthy over the second half of the season, the Packers just got better.
House played an outstanding game against New Orleans, and of course, his finest moment was intercepting Drew Brees.
A sensational interception by Devon House!
Talk about getting in a receiver's grill and staying there. That is textbook man coverage. Now, watch House defend the comeback route. If you can't beat him over the top and you can't beat him underneath, there's not many options left. Whether the ball was coming his way or not, House's coverage might best be described as smothering.
If you look at the way he played against the Saints, that's exactly what you look for. That was clearly, in my opinion, his best game of the season.
Corners get paid to cover, but if they'll tackle, running the football just got a whole lot tougher. Teams don't usually account for corners in their blocking schemes, and when the Saints didn't account for House, they paid for it. Devon House giving the Packers a double-edged sword at cornerback.
I feel like I did the best I could. Did a good job in the run game. Did a phenomenal job in the passing game as well. Just not good enough to continue to win.
Wayne, his role in Jacksonville kind of decreased, but there's plenty left there in the tank. He's very physical and still pretty good in coverage.
The defense changed in Jacksonville, Lance, and it wasn't a defense that favored his talents, but he's back in the Dom Capers defense where he always played his best football. And I think Devon House, return to health, return of Morgan Burnett in that secondary. Kevin King stays healthy and continues to develop. Demarius Randall comes along. I think you might see a better secondary in the second half of the season.
I think definitely they have room for improvement. All right, coming up next, it's Tom Silverstein on the Roundtable. You are watching Packers Live, the Lions edition. Stay with us. Back on Packers Live, we have the Roundtable segment. Of course, Wayne Larrabee joining us, and he is from JS Online, Tom Silverstein, and he got refreshed, didn't you, over the bye weekend?
I did. You know, I think I'll be probable this week. I think I got a chance.
He's always probable. He's 100%.
And like the players, you know, he left town, you know.
Absolutely.
What don't you like about cloudy, overcast, spitting snow and 40 degrees?
I don't know.
I think that's great golf weather myself.
I always remember the stories about players. We used to joke, they had their cars running on the last day
yes.
of the year.
Yes.
You know, in the parking lot.
In the parking lot. Warmed
got out
up,
of
ready
Dodge.
To go. Yeah,
he's a smart guy. All right, okay. The last time we saw the Green Bay D, they gave up 485 total yards, couldn't get off the field against the Saints in the second half. Tom, I'm going to pose the question right off the bat to you. Is improvement possible?
Boy, every time you think it is, then they come out and show that it's not, you know? And when is the defense going to come together? I mean, when is it finally all these pieces that they have, all these individuals that they have that are playing well, but they can't ever put it together. Mm-hmm. And whether that's a comment on the coaching, whether that's a comment on the players that they have, whether it's youth, I don't know. But at some point, all that stuff has to come together in order for them to be competitive.
Don't they have to get to the quarterback, though, guys? I mean, it seems like they're close, but they're not quite getting to the opposing quarterback.
I don't think there's any question about it. Three sacks in the last four games after three sacks in each of the first three games. They need more from the pass rush, and I think hopefully with Ahmad Brooks coming back, that will help. But, Tom, I wonder, you know, Dom Capers has had a week and a half now, 2 weeks, to put together something to make a mid-season adjustment as he did in 2014. Mm-hmm. Any idea, any clue as to what he might do to get this unit on track?
Well, that's a good question. I've thought about that. There isn't a ton short of moving Clay Matthews back to the middle. They have to decide what they're going to do with Morgan Burnett when he comes back versus Josh Jones. How do they want to use those two guys together? Clinton Dix, they have to get rid of the headset.
Absolutely.
For him. Just get him back to playing
the free football.
Free football, right?
Yeah.
Let Burnett or Martinez or somebody else handle that. And then figure out, who is it going to be that they isolate, that they start making plays for, start making it so that guy can play free and be a playmaker.
And it might be Josh Jones rushing the quarterback off the second level. I mean, he's an athlete with sudden instinct.
And he had a couple of sacks. He showed it, Wayne, earlier in the season.
So I wouldn't be surprised there. But if they go with, if Morgan Burnett's healthy, he's got the communication in his helmet. You're not going to take Clinton Dix off the field, and you want to play Josh Jones, then you're basically committing to three safeties, basically the nitro package. And how will it hold up against the run? And they're giving up 120-some yards a game against the run.
Yeah, you're going to have a hard time with the Mark Ingrams of the world. Mm-hmm. You might be able to get away with, the Amir Abdullahs against Detroit.
But Jordan Howard the following week will give you trouble.
Exactly. And you start playing some of these power teams. I just think they have to sync together their corners and their pass rush. Neither of those things are mutually exclusive. If you don't have the pass rush, your corners aren't any good. If your corners can't, disrupt some routes, then your pass rush isn't any good. And they've not been able to get those two things together.
All right, we've talked about the defense, so let's switch it on over to the offense. Brett Hundley, there were some accuracy issues when he was in there for extended periods, stayed in Green Bay during the bye week. Can he get comfortable, guys, leading this offense? Do you feel like they can tailor it maybe a little more to his strengths?
I think they have a better chance of doing that now that they've had a couple of weeks, Tom. I understand they had a week after the Minnesota game, but now that they've had a couple of weeks, I think that it's a matter of finding the rhythm, certainly for the quarterback, but I think it's also the play caller. I think Mike McCarthy is also searching for, okay, what are the best plays that this guy can do out there, and then I'll call those plays rather than some of these others that might have worked with Aaron, but maybe these plays, on the other hand, work better with Brett.
Who are the best combination of players to play?
Yep.
Who, how you line them up, do you be really kind of conservative and go with the, like 1 year when they just went with three wide receivers and line them up the same way every time, or just those three guys and went no huddle? Do you use Aaron Jones in ways that you hadn't used a running back before? These are all decisions they have to make. I think the real thing that it all centers around is the offensive line. They got to get that group healthy. Once they get that group healthy, then they have all these other options they can do with Brett Hundley that, they can't do when they have Justin Cray at left tackle and Lane Taylor out and whatever
else
there is.
John and this guy and that guy and shuttling guys in and out like they have most of the year. All right, Wayne, we're going to pose this one to you. Can the Packers rely on Don Capers and the defense to carry them for a while until the offense gets better, treads water, if Rodgers has even a prayer of coming back?
I'm a big Dom Capers proponent, I just think that he will find a way to get this group together. Tom and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago on my podcast. There are a lot of good pieces, there are a lot of good players on this defense. Now, putting it together and getting the right mix together, that's what Capers has to figure out here as we go forward in this season. If they're healthy, and that's my prerequisite, if they are healthy, especially in the secondary, I think they have a chance to be better in the second half of the season.
Yeah, you would think so. You would really think so. But, man, they've got to have Devon House stay healthy. Mm. Morgan Burnett has to stay healthy. Kevin King has to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. These are all guys who've missed time, and it's killed them back there. We thought that it was going to be a really deep position once again. And it's turned out that it hasn't.
That's an interesting thought. All right, Tom Silverstein, JS Online, thank you for joining us. And coming up next, plenty more of Packers Live. We're going to talk about those tight ends and numerous other things as well as the show rolls on. And that Aaron Rodgers injury as well, some fallout from that, still irked about it.
Packers Live is sponsored by Menards, UW Health, and Toyota.
Welcome back to Packers Live. After Aaron Rodgers had surgery on his collarbone, he popped on the Conan O'Brien show and mentioned something that angered him a bit after he was knocked out by the Anthony Barr hit.
Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
I rolled out to my right, I threw the ball, and I got tackled and kind of slammed on the ground. I looked over at him as I walked off the field. The cameras caught me saying something to him, but what they missed was him, finger, suck it sign.
What?
Yeah.
The guy who tackled you?
Yeah.
Gave you the finger and the suck it sign?
Yeah, there's no respect anymore in this business.
Well, first of all, it's good to see Aaron's first time we've seen him publicly with the sling and all that stuff. But, Wayne, of course, this became a thing on social media. Anthony Barr answered by saying he was only responding to Rodgers, yelling at him at first. Does this ratchet up the already intense rivalry? Or is this a whole lot of nothing? Because we were talking about it off camera. It's not like this is the first time where guys have had crazy, nasty words.
Listen, Lance, I grew up in Yankees, Red Sox
country. Yes, you've heard everything.
You've got to have hate in a rivalry, okay? I mean, hate. I understand you're not supposed to hate on Sundays, but you have to have hate in a rivalry.
Maybe
this will, you jack it up a little bit.
Wayne always teases me, and maybe rightfully so, that I like the theater of pro wrestling. But, Wayne, it's like that in the sense that you have to have a good guy and a bad guy.
Yeah.
You're right. You have to have someone that you dislike, and normally it's
good
those guys in purple.
Wearing white right there.
Yeah, you know, so the bad guys are wearing purple.
Good guys don't wear purple.
So, and the other debate is, and it matters on your perspective. I'm sure Anthony Barr, what he's saying is, hey, I was making a play, and like you said, you know, slow motion, fast motion, whatever, you're making a play. And on the flip side of that, Aaron Rodgers is saying, yeah, but you put your full weight on me, or you drove me into the ground. So it's basically a matter of perspective, isn't
it? Well, but Aaron took the hit, so
correct.
He knows what he felt, that type of thing. But I've always said this about these hits in NFL games. You slow it down, you do stop action on it, and it looks a lot worse than it really is. You have to evaluate full speed on those type situations.
No
bang,
doubt about
bang
it.
Plays.
No doubt about it, Wayne. It's so fast. All right, coming up, we'll talk about the Monday Nighter against the Lions. Two teams desperate to get back on the winning track. Welcome back on Packers Live. Okay, in come the Lions on Monday Night Football. Wayne, they scored just 15 points in a loss to the Steelers. They put up 38 against the Saints. But the defense gave up 52. So what Detroit Lions team are we going to see?
Well, with the Lions against the Steelers, Lance, the best defense in football, statistically going into last week, they had 400 and some yards of offense. They couldn't score here in the red zone. They had three situations of first and goal, and they came away with no touchdowns. Five trips into the red zone, and they ended up with field goals. That's why they lost that ball game.
All right, Jamal Agnew, he's one of those guys that you really got to watch out for. Leads the NFL with two returns for touchdowns, 74 and 88 yards, so dynamic, big plays, plus the best in return yards. He can really flip the field, Wayne.
He can, and, you know, special teams in a meeting of division rivals, sometimes a big play like that can turn the game. Justin Vogel has been outstanding as the Packers punter. The Packers punt coverage unit has been among the league leaders, and so I think this is going to be a great challenge and a great matchup in this game.
On the flip side, they have to clean it up a little bit, Wayne. We were talking about it. 18 special teams penalties, leading the league in that category, and in a game like this, that can truly flip the field and really, really hurt you.
Well, it's part of the reason why they've struggled at times to get good field position, because special teams is all about getting your offense good field position, so taking care of those details will be paramount in the game on Monday night.
Still something special about being under the lights on Monday Night Football. For the voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrivee, I'm Lance Allen. Thanks for watching Packers Live this week, and we'll talk to you after that Detroit Lions game. Thanks, everybody.